Welcome to In Case You Missed Us. Hey guys, it's Christina from Us Weekly, and each week at Us, we talk to some of the hottest in Hollywood and dish about pop culture, reality TV, relationships, and a whole lot of gossip, while of course getting all the latest news from your favorite stars. This week, here comes Honey Boo Boo. Mama June and her daughter Alana Honey Boo Boo came by Us Weekly to talk all about the upcoming season of From Not to Hot, and the two didn't hold anything back when it came to talking about Mama June's weight struggle, her wedding plans, and how they did in their mother-daughter pageant. How are you doing?
Good.
Good? You guys are doing good?
Yes.
I'm so excited for the season premiere. We're just a couple days away, so what can fans expect from the season?
A lot of craziness, wild,
Also, we're going back to our roots,
right?
Back to, you know, the old days of about the whole family, about Pumpkin and Ella, about Alana going back into the pageant world, me now joining the pageant scene. The Gino
we
coming
go to
into
Vegas.
The girls is like, going to Vegas, for 10 days with the kids
Gino
and production.
Gino gets me a cat.
And then he just the craziness that he brings into this bunch. So we tell him it's 10 weeks of craziness that you're not going to want to miss. I think that this, I'm not trying to mean this second half of the season will be, people are going to be like, oh my God, they went back to their roots, which that's what we have missed. You know, it's been a story, you know what I mean? My weight loss and my vision, and now it's going back to what people fell in love with us many, many years ago.
Sure, yeah.
So I think everybody's going to be excited to see, you know, all the family, and it's not just a documentary now, just about me.
Going back to basics.
Yes.
Definitely. How are you feeling?
I'm doing pretty good. I just had surgery on the 21st, so today my vision's kind of messing with me a little bit
because
I've been out in the wind and stuff. But I'm just trying to push through, and y'all are the last ones. So I go home and
good. See, best for last.
Yes.
How's the baby doing?
She's doing good.
Yeah.
She just turned 6 months, the 8th of this month.
Wow. Yeah. What's it like being an aunt?
All my money goes to her.
You spoil her
very much. Her and Poppy G, which is what they call. That's what she calls Gino. But And Pumpkin is a great mom, but I hate the fact that I'm missing everything being in North Carolina with dealing, trying to battle for my vision because I've only got my left eye left.
Right.
And it's been hard because now she's starting to pull up, and now she's starting to crawl, and now she's, you know, doing all this, and it's like I miss her. I mean, I'm saying, and so they've been traveling to North Carolina back and forth a lot because I can't go back to Georgia right now.
Well, that's a good thing about phones. You can,
you
know, you're always there, a phone call away, which is great. How is she doing as a new mom?
She's doing really good.
Really good? Yeah, that's good. Is the baby sleeping, sleepless nights, or is she doing okay?
Ella is like us, that she loves to sleep
good.
late in the morning. You know, she's been up since like 7, 8 o'clock.
Sometimes she'll sleep all the way through the night, and then sometimes she won't.
Yeah, definitely. Rockstar Aaron says, you look great. Thank you so much. Yeah, definitely.
Rockstar Aaron's on. You know who that is?
Yeah.
The DJ with the pink hair that's on my Facebook.
Nice.
From Denver.
Nice.
Yeah, I saw it. These are fans who, I'm
that's
telling
great.
You, that's a fan who, he literally has been there from
day one.
Day one.
I love that. Yes. That's awesome. Yeah, I want to remind everybody to please keep sending in your questions and your comments. How was the wedding? How was Vegas?
It was crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But taking the kids to Vegas was crazy.
It was crazy because it's just like, I mean, they do have a lot of things for kids to do in Vegas, but I just don't think kids in Vegas belong
together. Y'all go together now.
In more than 3 days in Vegas, you got to go.
Yes. But the wedding was nice?
Yes.
Yes. What was the best part about it?
That I was in it.
Yeah. What about you? What was the best part of the wedding?
Sam Pumpkin actually committed to something. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, whoa. You know what I mean? So it's kind of just a crazy situation.
Yes. Has marriage changed their relationship at all?
A little bit. Like, I think more so Ella has changed the relationship.
Yeah, of course.
But, like, we always tell them that you're not going to find anybody else that's going to let you, you know, boss him around and hold the balls at the same time, so you better stick with Josh.
All right. Definitely. I saw at the wedding that you were kind of getting a little, or in the teaser trailer, that you're kind of getting a little wedding fever. Is that right?
Like I said, Gino makes me think of things that I've never thought about before. So, like, for me, it's kind of like, you know, I've been thinking, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, for me, I don't know. It's just kind of a weird situation still today to talk about it that me and me want to go in the same sentence.
Do you want to get married?
I wouldn't, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows what the future holds?
Do you want to see your mom get married?
If she did get married, I think it would be a little weird because it's just like my mom and marriage. She always said that she would never get married. Like the M word in her name does not just belong together.
So who knows what happened in Vegas?
Right. Oh, I have to wait and see. Yes. Yeah. The last time you were here, Gino gave you a beautiful ring.
Yes.
What's been the most romantic thing he's done for you lately?
Just honestly, like, being there through all of this. And when I've told him that, hey, look, I know we're in a committed relationship, and this is hard for me to deal with going blind and in and out. Mm-hmm. And he gets upset whenever I talk about, hey, I know I'm being, you know, not selfish and saying, okay, if you can't handle this, then you're able to walk away. And he's like, no, I'm not going anywhere.
He actually gets kind of like he's just like, you already know I'm not going nowhere. I'm here through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He kind of meshed really well into the family.
Yes, very much.
Kind of fit right in.
Just like a little puzzle piece that just fit.
That's great. Yes, and he got you a cat. What was that like?
Mama loves her.
Yeah.
Psycho cat Belle. We think she's pregnant. So if anybody wants any kitty cats, hit Pumpkin up.
Amazing. What if you were to get married? What kind of wedding do you envision? I mean, I know people think about weddings.
I would plan it all.
You would plan it all? Mm-hmm. What kind of wedding would you plan then?
What?
We can do an under the sea.
I don't know. I could never think about that. You know what I mean? It was probably a spontaneous spur of the moment ship.
Yeah, totally.
It probably wouldn't even like.
What's this girl here holding?
Emily says it's official. Mama June has a better summer body than me.
Oh, trust me. Mama June has put on 25 pounds.
But you look fantastic. How are you feeling? I know that this is a big.
Emotionally and physically, it's been really, really hard.
Yeah.
And so the journey of having to lay down and being able to go back to kind of like my roots, calling Uber Eats for the girls to eat or Postmates or something.
Don't blame that on us.
No, but I'm just saying, like, but it's been hectic, you know, going under anesthesia and having to be and not being able to see for visit. And I'm not making any excuses why I've gained 25 pounds, but I'm real about this situation. Mm-hmm. I honestly thought I was too skinny when I first came out, when I was at 165, 170. And gaining, you know, going to like 185, 190, has honestly, I feel like I've topped out, and I feel better. I feel like I'm okay, and I'm still at. I mean, yes, I'm not a size 4 anymore. No, I'm more like a size 10 or 12, but I'm happy with that.
Good. Yeah, as long as you're happy and you feel confident and great in your body and you look fantastic, I think that's all that matters.
Yes, and like I said, I'm not going back to 450 pounds. Mm-hmm. If I start getting over 200. Trust me, I'm already beat myself up now. I need to lose 20 pounds.
Yeah, do you feel like you need to lose the weight to get back to the way you were?
Yes. Like, I mean, I feel like, and I'm getting the pudge here. You know what I mean? I guess I'm missing the flat stomach that I had that Dr. Carter gave me.
You never really had like a flat stomach
though. No, but I just had like a little pooch. Now I got like a little bitty like spare tire going.
Yeah. What kind of things are you doing to kind of get back into the swing of things? Because I know that, you know, obviously you've had to deal with a lot.
Right now, I just unfortunately can't work out, so it's kind of you've been hard walking around outside, you know, stuff like that. So it's kind of like being down 45 minutes a day, every hour is kind of crazy.
Yeah, definitely. Stephanie is asking, how are things between you, Sugar Bear, and Jennifer?
You want to answer that? I don't know. I mean, it's just.
It's kind of non-existent, kind of.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he does text. Don't get me wrong.
But we don't see him.
Yeah.
He don't attempt to see her. We've been in the same hotel, we've been in the same area. She's been in the same area.
I'm literally always down there where he lives and he doesn't text anybody and say, "Oh, well, can I see you for at least 10 minutes at the store?"
Mm-hmm.
So it's whatever. But Gino has stepped up and, you know, played, you know, even when we broke up for a little while, you know, I was dating other people, Alana, he was still in Alana's life, so he's kind of like showed her over the last few years that no matter if I'm with your mom or not, it's not going to change my relationship with you.
That's fantastic.
So it's kind of a nice thing.
When did you guys break up?
It was like, it's been a long, long time ago. Like, we broke up like, we met together like a year and some months.
Okay.
So it was only broke up for like almost 4 months.
Okay.
So, it was like from like August.
No, we all broke up for about like 3.5
Yeah, 3.5
3.5 months. So,
I mean, it was it's been a long, long time. Like, we got back together like this November will be 2 years that we've been back together.
That's great.
So
that's awesome. Lily says you need to smack Sugar Bear's pipe.
Oh God, I want to. Never mind. I'm not gonna put no threats out there, y'all. But bam, bam.
Yeah. Alana, do you
not
want
to her?
Yeah, Alana, do you want to have a relationship with him?
I mean, I want him to be in my life and, like, for us to, like, eventually get to the point where, like, we don't have to have supervised visits, mm-hmm. where we can just go out and, like, simply just have, like, a lunch or something.
Yeah.
And we can't do that right now.
Can't do that right
because,
now.
Because, I mean, even with him being around, she's still terrified.
Yeah. It's too bad. I'm sorry. Yes. So let's shift gears a little bit and talk about the pageant, because you guys are doing a mother, or you did a mother-daughter pageant. What was that like?
We brought back, like I said, some of the Tallers and Tears days. Mm-hmm. We brought back some of the pageant contestants from Tallers and Tears that people loved.
Mm-hmm.
We brought back people that we competed with in South Georgia. Unfortunately, we got a couple bad apples in the mix, mm-hmm. but hey, it is what it is. It's pageants. Pageants are a whole different world. She's carried me a lot. We brought back an old routine from the Tallers and Tears days that I think people are going to love that she done so good that everybody fell in love with.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty wasn't so bad and the interview wasn't so bad, but when it came to talent, I don't have none of that. So when you're blind, it's hard to keep in sync with one another.
Yeah. What did you guys do for the talent competition? You gotta wait and see.
We just brought back a routine from Tallers and Tears days.
Okay, nice. Oh, I can't wait. Was it fun for you having your mom there?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was good getting back in the swing of things?
Yes, she wants to get back into it, which that's a lot how they do in Georgia. They go out whenever she did, like at 7 or 8, and then come back when they're 13, 14, and compete for quite a while.
That's great. So was it like riding a bike? You kind of just pick it up right where you left off?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Totally.
You could tell she enjoyed the stage.
Oh, I'm sure. Zayn says, I like Alana before with her wild hair.
I know. Trust me. Everybody today is like, you straightened your hair.
Let me tell you, I like when my hair's poofy. Like, I wanted to be so much more poofy, but... Today, you know, we got to tame it because we got some, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be on TV.
If not, it would be in a doo-doo bun on top of her head when you watch Instagram Live.
We also see that you're doing a lingerie shoot this season, too.
Yes.
What was that like?
It was not so bad when the crew was there and Gina was there and I was there myself. But now it's letting 50 million people see those pictures all over the internet. I'm like...
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ready for this.
No.
Like, I'm naked half the time in my house with the crew.
Right.
But then now 50 million people are seeing. I'm like, I don't know about that.
Yeah. How did you think your mom looked?
She looked good. Don't get me wrong. But it's like, it's not a way that I want to see my mom.
Right.
Like, totally. I'm pretty
sure nobody wants to see their mom laundry.
And I wouldn't want to see my mom like that either.
But it's just like, my friends see that, so it's just like,
yes, yes, definitely. I mean, people have been following you guys for so long. What's something new that they're going to learn about you in this part of the season?
That mama cannot do a pageant.
Was it a lot harder than you thought it was going
to
be?
Yeah, because I'm blinded up on the stage, trying to be in sync with her. So the judges said I said shit a lot. So
like, we couldn't talk. We couldn't be just like, go over this way, go over that way.
Yeah. Step 1, 2, 1, 2,
right.
1, 2. We couldn't say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Joe asks, what's the most fun thing you filmed this season?
Most fun thing from the season was probably going to Vegas.
Yeah.
Because the girls were so apprehensive about going, honestly.
You didn't want to go?
Oh, my God, no.
No, because, like, when you hear Vegas, you think casinos, bars, mm-hmm. drinking. You don't think, oh, they have so much kid stuff to do in Vegas.
And they do.
So they do have a lot of family friendly
yes.
things.
Yes, very much so.
What was the craziest thing that happened in Vegas besides the wedding?
I think
probably Gino almost passing out on the high roller.
Oh no, what happened?
Well, me and him neither one like highs.
No.
I mean, like, when you look at the high roller, the big Ferris wheel that's there, you're gonna think, should I do this? And I'm not gonna lie, I was like pretty like, I don't wanna do this before mm-hmm. I got it. But once I got on it, it was like literally so easy.
It was good, yeah.
Like, it literally takes you 30 minutes just to get around one.
Yes.
Jeez. Luciano says, kisses from Brazil. Isn't that crazy that you guys are, like, worldwide?
Yeah.
You ever think about that?
It's crazy because, like,
countries.
I go live, yeah. and it's just, like, everyone's putting, like, hi, I'm from England. Hi, I'm from Brazil. Hi, I'm from London. I'm from Paris. I'm just like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she goes live quite a bit. Probably 5 hours of the day she's on Instagram
That's crazy.
Live.
That's amazing.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
She's very interactive.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of people probably reach out to you, too, because they relate to a lot of things that you're going
yes.
through. They relate
yes.
to weight struggle, and they relate to mm-hmm. some of the family dynamics that you guys have. What advice would you have for some people that are dealing with their weight?
I mean, I just tell people that, you know, you can't give up. Like, you know, like, I'm going to be honest with you, like, My main goal right now is to get my vision back. Yeah. I mean, as you can see, it's very puffy. It's very red today. It's very irritated. It's been that way.
Yeah.
So my I don't have a vision in my right eye. So that's the only way I can see. I mean, I didn't see Jessica graduate. I was there. I didn't see Jessica graduate. I really barely ever saw, you know, the wedding for Pumpkin. Mm-hmm. I mean, just enjoy life again and get back that independence, you know?
How many more surgeries and things do you have to go through?
Hopefully none for right now.
Okay, that's good.
And hopefully.
Right. Yeah, no, definitely. Well, I wish you a speedy recovery and a fast recovery. Stephanie asks, how is Pumpkin's baby? We talked a little bit about that in the beginning.
Oh, she's doing really good.
Yeah.
Tink Tink is crazy.
Tink Tink.
She's learning so freaking much, I swear.
Tink Tink is watching.
She is growing up so freaking fast. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, stop. Just stop where you are.
Yes, because she's done got the walker down. She's done got standing up.
Like, you put her in, like, front of the, because, like, we have, like, a door at our house, and, like, there's windows on the side, so we put her there to look outside. And she's down the hallway when you turn back around. Oh, it's just like, how?
Yeah. Do you think they want to have more kids, or they?
They
Pumpkin
do.
Pumpkin, Josh doesn't.
Pumpkin wants 4 kids, but Josh is like, I am not going through that pregnancy process with you again.
Yes. Yes. One step at a time.
Yes, I don't want to have any more.
Right now, yes. Well, Mama June, Alana, thank you guys both so much for coming
thank
by.
You so much.
And make sure to check out the premiere of Mama June from Not to Hot on WeTV this Friday at 9 p.m.
10 weeks of craziness.
10 weeks of craziness. Tune in. Thanks, guys. Well, I know what I'll be doing on Friday night. All right, that's it for this week. But remember to pick up the latest issue of Us Weekly on newsstands right now, which has Teresa Giudice showing off her best body ever. And remember to come back right here for all of your favorite celebrity interviews and head on over to usmagazine.com for the latest news.